Welcome back to This Week with Justin McCarthy and me, Mark Coughlin. Now, another week, another news story involving former US President Donald Trump. Overnight, he said his former Vice President Mike Pence had, quote, gone to the dark side following comments Mr. Pence made about federal charges brought against the former president in court this week. Those charges say he conspired to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election won by Joe Biden, charges he, of course, denies. Julia Manchester is on the line. She's been covering the court case and President Trump for The Hill. Julia, since that court appearance on Thursday, Donald Trump has been posting on Truth Social, the social media platform he set up. What else has he been saying?
You know, essentially, Donald Trump has been saying what he said, been saying with the past two indictments, that this is a political witch hunt against him, that, you know, this is the Biden administration essentially using the Justice Department to go after him. He's also been drawing some parallels between the Hunter Biden legal issues, Hunter Biden, of course, being the son of President Biden, and his legal issues, saying there is a double standard here. So he's been using this really to his campaign's benefit in an effort to galvanize his political base. And, you know, all indications show that it's really working for the former president. He continues to fundraise. He is, by and large, the very clear front runner in the Republican presidential nomination. So, you know, with the legal issues aside, politically, this doesn't seem to be hurting Donald Trump.
Yeah, in a bizarre turn of events, the criminal cases seem to be boosting his campaign. What are his opponents in that nomination race saying about the cases being taken against him?
Yeah, so it puts them all in a very difficult position because the Republican primary base genuinely believes that there has been a double standard in how the Justice Department has treated, Hunter Biden, other Democrats, and how it's treated President Trump and other Republicans. So you have the closest person he has to a rival, Ron DeSantis, essentially saying, look, not bringing up Trump by name, but saying, I'll reform the Justice Department to make sure this double standard doesn't exist. Talk about how the Justice Department is political and bureaucratic and how he would reform it. You have Mike Pence taking a very different approach because he was President Trump's vice president at the time. He was very much caught up in January 6th, him sort of continuing to attack former President Trump and defending himself, saying he kept it honest. And then you have some other members of the field like Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson, the two anti-Trump candidates who continue to speak out against him. For them, I guess I would describe their candidacies in a way as kamikaze missions because they don't likely have a chance of, defeating Trump or gaining enough traction really to pose much of a threat.
The indictment document itself is fascinating reading. It's kind of a minute by minute account of Donald Trump and some people close to him pressuring governors and senators and other senior politicians in the U.S., some of whom are Republicans. Is there any evidence that Republicans at that level, at state level or at governor level, are being turned off by what they're reading in these documents?
I think it's likely that they are being turned off. And we have heard, some Republicans, even going back to 2020, the Secretary of State of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, for example, when President Trump called him in an effort to, quote unquote, find votes, he very much came out against Donald Trump. We've seen Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia say the same thing. So I think there is a sense of Republicans getting frustrated having to talk about this. But at the same time, look, like I said, this is a very important issue to the GOP primary base. So Republicans, if they want to win re-election, particularly in a lot of these deep red states, they have to be very careful about how they talk about this.
Okay, Julia Manchester from The Hill, thanks for joining us.